Testimony Plants by Marissa Dennis, Church Magazines, based on a true story. Elisa walked into primary and sat by her friend Armando.
Welcome,
Sister Russo said.
Let's start with a song.
Elisa sang with her class. Faith is like a little seed. If planted, it will grow. Children's Songbook, page 96. Sister Russo passed out paper and crayons.
Think about what we sang. When you plant your seed of faith, it grows into a testimony. Now draw what your testimony would look like if it were a plant.
Elisa stared at her blank paper. She didn't know what to draw. She peeked at the plant Armando was drawing. It had a straight stem with lots of leaves. It looked like the basil growing on her apartment balcony. Maybe that was what a testimony was supposed to look like. She used her crayon to draw one like his.
Please open your scriptures to Alma 32,
Sister Russo said. They read about planting a seed in your heart and feeling it grow. Elisa looked at her drawing and frowned. Did she have a testimony? What did that even mean? She wanted to ask, but she felt too shy. When class ended, Elisa didn't get up right away.
Is everything okay?
Sister Russo asked. Elisa glanced down at her drawing again.
I'm not sure I have a testimony. I don't really know what that means.
Sister Russo gave Elisa a kind smile.
That's okay. Do you remember what faith is?
Elisa nodded.
Believing in something we can't see?
That's right,
Sister Russo said.
What are some things you believe in?
That was an easy question.
I believe in Heavenly Father and Jesus Christ. I believe they love me.
Sister Russo smiled.
You just shared your testimony. A testimony is what you have faith in.
Elisa thought about it.
So I already have a testimony?
Yes.
Sister Russo held up her scriptures.
And remember what we read today? You nourish the seed by doing things like coming to church. Then your testimony will grow stronger.
Elisa felt like she understood.
So that's why we drew our testimonies as plants?
Exactly. Because plants grow little by little,
Sister Russo said.
Testimonies are the same way. They usually don't come all at once. They grow a little at a time.
Elisa felt better about her drawing. When she got home, she wrote, "My testimony plant," above her picture. She hung it up by her bed. She knew her testimony was already growing. And she wanted to keep following Jesus so it would grow even bigger. How many times can you count the word testimony on these pages? Growing your testimony. A testimony is what you believe is true, like God loves me or families are forever. Roots make plants strong. You can keep your testimony strong by remembering Heavenly Father and Jesus every day. Plants need water and sunlight to grow. Scriptures, prayer, and church are like water and light for your testimony. Like plants, everyone's testimonies grow at different speeds. Heavenly Father is happy when your knowledge grows even a little.
End of the story, Testimony Plants, read by Shauna Thompson, Kate Strongen, and Shannon Nelson.